News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good morning. We are expecting showers across central Wisconsin this evening. Otherwise, temperatures in the upper 50s. This is your WSAU.com web news update. The United States is confirming that there were two separate actions against terrorist targets on Saturday. Special forces captured top al-Qaeda figure Abu Anas al-Libi in Libya. He's wanted in connection with a series of 1988 U.S. Embassy bombings. A Navy SEAL team also targeted the leader of the al-Shabaab terrorist group at their stronghold in Somalia. The House has unanimously voted to pass a bill that would allow for furloughed workers to collect paychecks once the government shutdown ends. The bill now heads to the Senate, which has expressed a willingness to approve the measure. Meanwhile, House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi is urging Speaker John Boehner to call a vote on a clean spending bill. The National Weather Service says a tornado touched down early last evening in parts of Marquette County. The county's Emergency Management Department reports a three-mile stretch of damage in the Endeavor and Packwaukee areas. The National Weather Service says a roof partially collapsed, siding was ripped off a building, and a tree fell on a car and a house. Farm buildings are now leading. There are no reports of injuries in the storm. Other parts of Wisconsin got heavy rains during the final day of a massive October storm in the nation's midsection. State officials are looking to update their ambulance inspection requirements for the first time since 1996. The Daily Herald says it's not clear what changes will be made. The inspection requirements involve everything from how often they take place to the number of bandages that must be on an ambulance. Right now, the state only has one inspector who checks out 1,200 ambulances at least once every 2 years. State records say only one ambulance was ordered off the road in the past 2 years because it failed to make repairs after an inspection. Let's take a look at the Newsline 9 weather forecast for central Wisconsin. We are expecting isolated showers this afternoon, otherwise partly sunny, a high near 59. A chance of showers through the overnight tonight, mostly cloudy, a low around 43. Sunny skies on Monday with a high near 60. Tuesday, sunny skies with a high near 67. That's your news and weather. I'm Raymond Newport on central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU.